Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down,
welcome to the Wake Up Just podcast. Okay.
It's time for Jim and Sab to join forces again. Alam lang, we've been doing like indiv epis.
Baka people are thinking na puro solo pod na.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That was too soon. I'm sorry. That joke was too soon. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Even Lina Nina didn't even joke about it.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes we deal
with grief like in different ways. I'm sorry.
Tama.
I'll talk about it real quick.
It's devastating.
I wouldn't call myself a fan.
But it was ingrained in our culture.
Yeah, it's like, it's Kathniel. That's like, yeah. Siguro sa panahon ng parents natin, it's like, yung breakup ng mga panahon. Siguro,
Gabby and Sharon.
Nakakatawa.
Lucky and...
Do you know that Gabby was my mom's
Angel
ex-boyfriend?
Loxine?
Sorry. Ano yun na sino?
Hindi sila ganun. Angel Loxine and Lucky?
Hindi. Ano? Richard Gutierrez and Curtis. Hindi rin eh. Hindi rin naman sila
nagtagal.
Wait, sorry. Sabi ko panahon ng parents natin. Labo. Charlene Aga.
Nag-break ba yun?
Ano ka ba?
Nag-break
ba?
This is a break. I just saw a billboard of them.
Sino yung nag-break? I'm thinking of someone else. Anyway, hearts out to all the Kathniels.
Yeah.
And time is the ultimate truth teller. Charot. Like, isaw-saw lang, joke. Okay, Jim, sorry, go.
Okay, so some stories.
Okay. Well, meron ako isa. Mauna ka.
Okay.
Hindi siya story. Oh. Story.
Oh, go.
Kakatawa, parang ang tagal lang hindi nagpapod. Tagal lang hindi nag-usap. Miss kita.
Miss kita.
Buro na lang walang video tong podcast na to.
Bakit? May kita yung 3XL t-shirt ko na been there, done that, beer there, bun that.
Sabi ni Vito, Papa, what's bun that?
By the way, here's a pro tip. Hanap kayo ng mga 3XL sa linya-linya na naka-clearance sale. The best na pantulo.
Sobrang sarap.
The best na pantulo. Alam mo, gagawa ko ng pod kid sale. Meron kami mga overruns. Kasi I love these overruns. Kasi they're like 3XL, 2XL. Pero walang problema sa tela kasi always tela is great. Yeah. Mali lang yung cut. A little longer. Bongga sale natin for pod kids. Diba? Gusto nyo?
Game.
G. Oh, announce namin sa bit.ly.
Okay, bit.ly/podkids after party. Anyway, gusto ko ikwento, Jim, yung nakakatawa nagpapod kami ng may baby monitor dito. So, kung mag-stop kami, alam niyo na. Gusto ko ikwento yung date natin.
There's
Spanish restaurant in Mitsukoshi.
Nawali.
Sadly. I mean, like,
Bait ng staff.
Pero yung nakakatawa doon, basta okay yung date naman ni Jim.
Ambiance rin eh. Parang it's a Spanish restaurant, parang wine.
Ang bright.
Ang liwanag.
Ewan ko, parang hindi siya romance vibes.
Medyo, oh!
Well, yun na nga, pag-uusapan na nga natin yung music.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yun.
Yun yung only talking sayo? Point ko nun. So, pagpasok pa lang, sabi ko na kayo siya, oh no. But we hadn't been on a date in a long time, so... Mm-hmm. Like, I know, okay lang, it's okay. It's a little like, it's not my cup of tea. It's like some cover of, you know those upbeat songs na kino-cover ng...
Bossa Nova. Bossa Nova 5.
Bossa Nova ba tawag doon?
Yeah.
And yeah, so imagine mo like, this is not the exact song that was playing when we entered.
FYI, pero, in 2007, my Facebook status was, City is the Devil.
I've seen that status message. Stop it.
Grabe cringe. I'm saying it because it's cringy.
It's cringy. Your status is cringy.
Yeah,
I know. Pa-cool.
Grabe, pa-cool ko.
Pa-cool. City is a wonderful person. I've never met her, but I apparently like she's like a big mom influencer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, City. I was an asshole.
You were a kid.
I was a kid.
I was 16. Time is the ultimate truth teller. Charot. Mm. Ano ba yung in-quote kong yun?
I know.
Ano ba yun? That was a quote kasi by Bea Alonzo.
Ano?
When she knew about Julia Barreto.
Okay.
Tapos parang ayaw niya magsalita. Pero yun
who yung, did she cheat on? She wait, it was well, Bea and Gerald?
I don't know. I'm not gonna use the word cheat ha, kasi hindi ko talaga alam kung ano yung specifics. Pero,
so it was Bea and Gerald?
It was G and B.
Sila pala?
I didn't know. Hindi ko nga alam. Tama ba? Tama diba? Yun yung tama. I had no idea.
Sino yung boyfriend ni Shaina ngayon? Piolo. Diba?
Di ba John Lloyd Labo?
Hindi.
Di ba? I don't... Ano? The Zanjo.
Si Zanjo?
Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko sure.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so yun yung parang yun yung quote from her. Tapos biglang pasak. Ay, hindi, mali. Mali yung sinasabi ko. I think it was Nadine James. I don't know. Anyway, it's a quotation by somebody. Back to the Bossa Fest.
Oh. Anong song yun?
Wait, wag mo i-ruin yung ano ko, punchline ko. Okay. Pero pagpasok naman ni Jim, imagine a song that's like a big hit right now. Like one of those Instagram songs na, kung ano, imagine mo like, you're my little boo thing. So, baba naman, pero ginawang bosa. So, parang bosa. Ginawang ano, you're my little boo thing. Never lay naman do thing. So, parang nakakairita.
Ganda.
So, pero it's like, I guess just not my cup of tea. But if they're playing it here, I guess everybody here likes this.
Mm.
So Jim and I were just pretending it wasn't happening. Just having a good time, talking. It's not a big deal. So by hindi namin mag-going i-ignore yung music because it was Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's like, Thank You Next. I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Talagang napapatigil yung puso ko every time sinasabi niyang fucking.
Mali yung delivery mo lang.
Aww.
It should be kasi more gentle. Parang
I'm so fucking.
Hindi, kahit yung fucking was.
Hindi, yung fucking was malutong.
Ah, medyo malutong.
So it's like, I'm so fucking grateful for my. Ganun siya. So parang nag-uusap kami ni Jim. Tapos biglang, oh my God.
Oh nga eh. Parang it's impossible to not stop.
I was just like, why are you bossing it up? Tapos,
could you have not
said that?
Yeah.
Yuck. Alam mo, for me, it's fine. Nagmumura tayo. But there's a time and place.
Yeah.
Not at a restaurant. A Spanish restaurant.
It's not the restaurants.
It's the restaurants.
It's the artist and the label's fault.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Why would...
Jim, it's may, not.
It's,
their
the
pro,
it's the producer's fault.
Ah, kasi feeling mo
yung
na sa
producer,
CD.
Hindi ba gago yung producer na yun? Na parang, tara, gawa tayo yung Bossa Nova. Gawin natin chill tong putang ng pop song na to. Pero
so, parang yung market
yung
mo
fucking,
is...
Pag yung ha, banatan mo ha.
Kasi yung market naman ng CD na yun, yung album na yun, is for a restaurant. Okay, fine.
You think ba, ano yun? Tutuktukin mo yun sa silo?
I feel like that's something you would have done. As a producer. Like, tayo, nag-gagawin natin. Sige tayo ng fucking.
Siguro nga. Ganun yung nangyari. Yung producer parang,
I'm so fucking. Baba.
It's so weird eh. Kasi imagine this happening, let's say, in Manila Pen. Ganun eh.
Yeah.
Ganun eh. It's like parang steady vibes. It's parang, anyway, what I wanted to, in that same date, okay, so Sav and I, went on a date, wine, sayang talaga. People were nice. So sorry for, sayang.
It wasn't bad.
It was just like, sayang. Yeah. I mean, but again, friendly people, good vibes. If you wanna try it out, go for it.
Weird messaging. Okay, ano pa? Ano pa yung nasa, ano mo?
Hindi, yung sinabi mo na, si
I told you about this thing. Speaking of restaurants.
May binanggit ka kanina na like si guy na nang libre kay girl.
Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podjohn community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as life coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Panjo and Vito?
Took you a while.
Talagang literally nag-jamming kami ni Panjo and Vito and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom, where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa. Yay. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I told you about this thing. Speaking of restaurants.
May binanggit ka kanina na like si Guy na nang libre kay girl sa Wolfgang.
So this was all over Facebook. It was picked up even by Inquirer.
Wait.
It was.
Now, weird, by the way, Inquirer. Parang, why Inquirer and another, ano, news outlet? Talagang, Jimmy Bondoc passes the bar exam. Okay?
Okay.
So, everyone's like, everyone was commenting on Twitter, like, oh my God, read this wrong, the wrong way
because
Jimmy Bondoc passes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tapos, ewan ko, parang, okay, who cares?
Wait, so does that mean he's a lawyer?
Yeah, apparently.
That does not sound legit.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's for a different episode.
He's a death squatter.
Yeah, DDS.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So this is, where do I start? So merong Wolfgang Steakhouse is like a really expensive restaurant. Jim and I have eaten there. Food's good. Honestly, I don't think I would ever go back there.
Ako hindi.
Because the prices are like, it's too much. Too much.
I guess it depends on, pero for me, iba naman yung market niya.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, what happened?
Anyway, so, apparently, may dalawang tao. Let's call them JS and CM. Let's just call them boy and girl. Okay. Boy and girl. They were supposedly dating for 4 months and invite ni boy si girl to eat out dun sa Wolfgang Steakhouse in BGC. Where the girl thought it was nothing kasi they agreed to remain just friends. Ang weird rin ng news story ito kasi 4 months dating tapos biglang just friends. Anyway, so nagpost yung guy sa TikTok na narrate niya yung experience. Tapos, say to yung, ano, ni Wolfgang date pero di kami nag-work sa isa't isa sa dulo. Outs. Other pictures in the TikTok post said, we're dating like 4 months last Feb pero di nag-work, haha. Pero at least solid samahan namin as of now. That's why pictures of the girl na kumakain sa Wolfgang.
Nakakahiya naman for the people involved.
Like
the girl.
Yeah, exactly. So
the guy posted it?
Yeah, the guy posted it. And
So I'm looking at a picture of the girl in Wolfgang Steakhouse. What's the caption?
Ni Wolfgang date pero di kami nag-work sa isa sa dulo.
Shit, niya mismo?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's so fucking... What a loser. Yeah.
So the girl posted her own thing when she saw it. She said, natulog lang ako, naging manggagamit na. Yung 4 months na sinasabi niya, yun yung 4 months na magkakilala kami. So apparently parang sobrang, like she had all the receipts showing like their conversations na she really like says na whenever they go out, kasama lagi yung ate niya. Tapos lagi niyang sinashoot down. Pero parang, as in nakita mo yung receipts ng conversations nila na it was literally like she was being nice, not leading him on at all.
And even if she was, she, kwani, let's say she was flirting with a guy. Diba?
Or kwani, she they were actually trying it out, but it didn't work out. Why would you post
that? Yeah, what if she was a bit interested and like, oh, he asked me out on fucking steak.
That's true.
Steak tayo, tara.
That's true.
I'll figure it out in fine dining or whatever. Yeah. Tapos, what happened?
So, nga, so the girl released screenshots to clarify things. Tapos, one screenshot showed na the guy asked her if she wanted to eat. Sabi niya, sabi ng girl, kahit saan basta mura. And then the guy said, okay ako, bahala, dun tayo sa deserve mo. So yun, dinala niya sa Wolfgang, which is very expensive. Pero, grabe. Diba? Some people are saying parang both were in the wrong. Ako, for me, hindi.
Why the
niyaya ka?
Why the hell would the girl be wrong?
Diba? Sinabi niya eh. Sinabi niya, kain tayo, treat kita. The girl said, kahit saan basta mura, dinala siya sa restaurant. Di niya, sabi niya, first time niya mag-BGC.
What the fuck?
Grabe, no?
Ano yung profile na itong guy na to?
Ay, nako.
Ay.
Alam mo na.
May baril, ganun?
Hindi. Ano? Hindi. Hanapin ko. Saan kumahanap yung post? Pakita ko sa'yo mamaya. Hindi mo, you will not believe.
Ano?
It's the, I don't know. Maybe let's talk about it off air. I don't want to be mean. No?
Okay.
I don't want to be mean on air, but I'll be mean off air.
Pero grabe. Grabe. I can't. This is, hindi ko talaga gets.
So yan.
Grabe. Super backwards.
Strange.
It's like, gets.
Get your heart broken and like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta shame the girl for
breaking your heart.
Na,
so ganun ba yun? Parang, did you guys make a contract na parang, oh, because we're going to Wolfgang, it means sure boy tayo na.
Oh, that sucks.
Diba?
What kind of…
Ano yun, may minimum? So if you brought her to, let's say, fast food joint, okay lang.
Labo. Ang ano, yeah, that's very coops behavior.
Ako for me, ano? Okay, maybe the guy has that. Maybe he felt shitty. Pero for me, I think yung most troubling is the fact that people are commenting and saying like, oh, grabe.
Yeah.
And binuli po yung girl. What the freak?
Yeah. Ako, actually, you know what? I think I'm gonna bring out the claws. Because for me, kung na-heartbroken ka, tapos you just, okay, kuwa, even if you felt that way, na parang shucks. Eh mayon parang grabe mahal nung date na yun, sayang naman, like, I mean, like, we're human beings, sometimes we think selfish thoughts, diba? We're like not very rational thoughts, pero for you to post it on TikTok, well, you deserve all the comments you're getting, including this one na
yeah,
man, what the freak.
Yeah,
right. Kasi gets ko eh, kung heartbroken ka, yeah, you go through the motions.
Honestly, parang siguro, magigets ko pa.
I wonder kung may update.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's okay. Pero magigets ko pa if, let's say, matagal silang together and she cheated on him. And you know, yung ganong usual na may public shaming.
Eh, okay lang yun, joke. I mean, okay lang na i-post.
And yeah, I mean, like, gets natin, right?
Yeah.
Ako, this for me is like so backwards.
Yeah.
Grabe.
It's so weird.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like,
tama kay, you can think that way. The guy can think it.
Yeah, because when
you feel it,
to get over someone, sometimes you have to think of thoughts that will make you angry. Diba?
Parang,
it's part of grief.
And siguro si guy, parang, what did you expect?
Yeah.
Like parang, what did you want by putting it in a public forum? You wanted the girl to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, siya siraan. At sana man lang, he did like, grabe, every week kami nag Wolfgang, papabili siya ng bag. And we were like, papabili siya ng ganito, papabayad siya ng rent.
Wala siyang ibang evidence na ganun, wala.
Walang ganun, di ba?
Ang labo.
It's crazy.
I just…
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Jim and I are like speechless. It's like, what? It's happening. Yeah, but I feel like the dating world now is just very, very, it's very tough.
Talagang imagine mo kung like, siguro like when Aziz Ansari's book came out, Modern Romance, right? He's talking about the swiping culture and whatever. Imagine mo now, wala pang TikTok nun.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, again, like, to everyone, like, I'm sure, like, damn, it must be hard, so hard to fucking fit the standards of, you know, if everyone's getting everything now.
And everyone's getting canceled.
Yun.
I thought this girl who's like, yeah, go, I'll go. Yeah, yeah, I want a friend ko, who I've known for 4 months, and he's like, celebrate whatever. Okay. Biglang kakinansel ka.
Insane.
It's pretty hard. It's very tough to trust people.
Ako, aside from that, like, just, ewan ko, parang I do, though we always say, like, it's pretty cool, at least you can, may ganito, right?
And daming great, pwede kumuha ng podcast.
Ganun. No, and daming great stories about, you know, and daming great love.
Ah, okay. Sorry, you were talking about
online dating,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
So, may pro naman, but I guess,
for sure,
the like, assholes like that, they give it a bad name. Anyway, see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. We back.
On Meta.
We back.
Join the new official group for AfterPod Kwentuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up with Jim and Sab, at Jim Bacaro, and at Sab Magalona.